Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ron Roseman. He and his family farm near Harlan. Good morning to you, Ron.
Good morning to you.
Ron, coming up is a Practical Farmers of Iowa Field Day at your farm. And I think we're going to talk about, it's a week from today, actually, and we're going to talk more about that. But I think we should start out, Ron, with a little bit about Practical Farmers of Iowa. What's that all about?
Okay, well, that's an organization that was started by farmers and it continues to be run by farmers. Started way back in 1985 by a farmer by the name of Dick Thompson, who, by the way, just passed away here in the last 2 weeks. And we were really sorry to see his passing because he was such a great leader and shared his life with others. And
but you're still celebrating his life all of the time.
And our organization now is over 2,300 members in the state of Iowa. So we're really proud of, you know, what PFI has been able to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. And you've been in it pretty much since the start, I think, Ron?
Yes, I was on the founding board. In fact, Dick was the president, and I was the first vice president. So I've been there from the start, and not on the board anymore.
Uh-huh.
You know, the board now is made up of younger people.
Well, you know, you need some folks like you around to kind of know the history and share some of that, but it's also great to have those new ideas and new folks getting involved.
Definitely.
Yeah, so let's talk about field days, and especially we want to talk about your field day, which is coming up next Friday, September 6th, 1 to 4 p.m. What do people do on a field day?
Well, first of all, I want to say it's not just for farmers. It's for farmers and all people because there's so much to see at our farm. We are a very diversified farm, and we farm with our son and his wife, Daniel and Ellen, and we grow a lot of different things on our, well, we have 700 acres as well, and we have an on-farm store that my wife, Maria, runs, and I'll talk a little bit about that later here.
Good.
But on the farm, we raise, you know, what everybody else does or at least used to do. And that's, we have corn, soybeans, and then we have small grains like oats and wheat and barley. And we also have popcorn. And then we have a cow-calf operation of about 90 cows. And then a farrow-to-finish hog operation, small, around 35 sows. And then our son and Ellen, his wife Ellen, they raise vegetables, sweet corn, and started an egg-laying operation.
You know, in a way, Ron, your farm represents the way farms used to be in history. You're so diversified, and we've lost a lot of that diversification and really narrowed down our potential, or not our potential, but what's happening, because the potential is still there.
Right. Well, you know, we try to base all our decision-making on good scientific research. And just recently, a new study put out by the Leopold Center at Iowa State showed that farms that have diverse crop rotations, for instance, are actually more profitable and yield just as well as our typical corn and soybean rotations. And what's so good about the diversity is that we are more resilient. You know, we can weather the storm, I guess.
Mm-hmm. The ups and downs of the market and the weather and all kinds of things.
Yes.
Yes.
The weather has become such a big factor, as we all know. The extremes we deal with now, you know, if we don't put all our eggs in one basket, we do have it is a better way to manage risk, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. And you've shown that pretty much all your farm life. You've as you said, you know, I think that's probably one of the reasons the Practical Farmers of Iowa got started, is to show how all that happened. And of course, that's the reason for Field Days, is to share what you have learned and what you're working on, because you're always trying out something new. What are people going to see on this field day?
Well, on this field day, they will look at Daniel Nellen's research project, which is to determine data for the first time for crop insurance on specialty crops such as sweet corn. There's no data out there to know if you want to insure your sweet corn, what is a fair price and a fair yield to use and so forth. So they've been counting ears of sweet corn.
Hmm.
And then on our farm, we're going to see the system at work that includes all its ingredients of soil conservation, no purchase fertilizer, well, no purchase nitrogen, I should say, in 30 years, no pesticides of any kind for 30, we're in our 30th year, multiple conservation practices, including cover crops, ridge tillage, multiple crop rotations, buffer strips, headlands, just a lot of different things.
Seeing all of that come together and over a period of time. And, you know, some people say, oh, you can't farm, you can't raise stuff if you don't have added nitrogen, if you don't buy all those insecticides, and you know. But you've been doing that research and showing how it can be done.
Well, we've been able to do it through the recycling of all the nutrients on our farm, which would be our manure from the animals and our legumes, such as alfalfa, to produce nitrogen. And and our soils were featured last year at the National Farm Progress Show. And we were really pretty proud of our soil samples, which they had in a 3-foot profile. And we had a potential yield of 218 bushels for corn.
All right. That's what these field days are about. And now, you've mentioned several things in our discussion. I want to talk a little more about the organic egg laying operation. That's something that people are going to be able to see and talk about.
Well, yes, that's at Daniel and Ellen's farm, and they're just getting started. We're getting pullet eggs, which are just phenomenally good, and they're so colorful. They have the black-spotted chickens and the Rhode Island Reds, and then your typical white chickens, so the eggs are all shades of brown and white, and they're not, and the yolks, you know, are so bright orange. And they just very appealing. And
makes us want to eat something that's very, very good for us.
Well,
actually.
And I should mention that they took over the egg laying operation for our 96-year-old neighbor, who just can't do it anymore, and she's been a mentor. Her name is Leona Kaufman. She's been a real mentor to Daniel and Ellen on the chicken raising.
Oh, that's great. Pass on that life experience. Now, we want to be sure that we mention the store, because that's a fairly new, and again, ties in with your whole operation.
Yes, it was sort of a dream of my wife Maria and I to do this, and we will have been open now for 1 year by the time of our field day. And Maria just loves it. She's got hundreds and hundreds of different products, many of which are local. They don't have to be organic. You know, this is just all celebrating locally made clothing, locally made food products, such as our neighbor's salsa. We have barbecue sauce made locally. We have a seasoning salt made locally. Well over 900 products or so. And we have like Iowa wines and Iowa beers and it's kind of like a general store.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ron, that people could spend a lot of time there, and we want to be sure that they know that they can come to your store other times, but next Friday, September 6th, is the field day when they can see all of this happening, 1 to 4 p.m., and how can they find you?
Well, we are very easy to find. We're just 2 miles west of Harlan on Highway 44, and then take a right and go north on Ironwood Road, and we're 2.25 miles north.
All right. So we're wishing you the best, and I know that you'll have lots of people there, Ron. Thank you so much, Ron Roseman, for visiting with us.
Thank you so much, LaVon.
Until next time, here's a thought from Rupert Brooke. I know what things are good: friendship and work and conversation.